Hey everybody, welcome back to episode 2 of season 3 of Being Unapologetically Authentic with your host, me, Jean Tian. And in this episode, as I promised in the last one, we are going to talk about your success metric, or at least your success story. And so last episode, I spoke about the salary, our expectations, our definition, and how it fits within our success story. And I realized that as I was talking through it, many of us may not really understand or even have a success story, or we may have one that we've always kind of tried to go by. But I think the key word in your success story is not success, but is your, like YOUR. And I say that because so often we get caught up with the success story that we're told to have, rather than to be encouraged to discover the success story that would actually allow for us to feel successful and to be truly successful. And so as I was talking through the last episode, I realized that that's probably a better place to start. For those of us who haven't really been encouraged to or taught to look at our definition and how to discover our definition of success. So let me first start off with this. I actually wrote a book last year called Your Success Blueprint. And this is not an advertisement, it's just an FYI. And it actually walks you through the process of how to redefine success so that it is actually your definition, your metric. You define it based off what's important to you, not what's important to other people, not what was important to your parents, which is so often what happens to us as we grow into our own adult self, is that we get caught up trying to achieve the things that our parents tell us to achieve or our friends tell us to achieve. And then we forget to really look at what it is that we want to achieve, what it is that really lights us up, what it is that we really want to do in our lifetime. And I think one of the biggest myths out there, and I'll just put this out there before I go back into talking about your success blueprint, the book, is that, or my book, is that our successes don't necessarily mean we have to change our entire lives to be successful, because we have to give up all the material wealth, all of the things that we have accomplished so that we can, go sunbathing in the jungle or something. That is absolutely not what this is about. Instead, what your success blueprint is about and what your success is about is understanding what lights you up, understanding what brings you joy, understanding really the motivation behind the things that we do, and so that we can make the choices that are most aligned with us and the things that we value in our personal lives. And you'll realize that once you start to really look into this, is that your definition of success may absolutely no longer align with what your boss says, what your organization says, what your spouse says, what your parent says, because you have gained enough experience within your life now to be able to decide what's important to you, what's fun for you, what you really have an interest in pursuing. And sometimes maybe it means a pivot. Remember that word back from COVID? It might mean a career pivot or a career shift, but oftentimes it really doesn't mean that. All it means is that we start to enjoy the things that we have in a different way. And we start to use our energy and the resources that we have in a way that becomes fuel for more success, because we're no longer wasting the resources that we have to chase after the things that don't matter to us. And so when you have concentrated energy, and we know this is scientifically proven, when you have concentrated energy in one direction or in one action, it's so much more powerful than if you were to have scattered energy or scattered resources in multiple directions, right? So it's almost like you can be a generalist And you can know many things and wide, right? Like your knowledge may be wide, or your activities and investment in time may be wide, but it's not deep. And sometimes when it's too wide, it becomes overwhelming. And we get lost in trying to be the best in all of these things. And then we forget that we only need to be the best in just one or two or three things, the things that really matter to us. So the reason why I brought up my book is because my book is based off of the 7-step proprietary method that I created called the Success Method. And it's the method that walks you through in terms of unlearning the success or the definition of success that you think you have or that you have currently, and to really be able to create a definition that works for you. And it's 7 steps, and I'll go through them very quickly here. But one of the things I wanted to mention before we get started with that is that in working with my clients, one thing I've realized consistently over and over, I've always asked them this one question, and not one single client has ever been able to clearly define to me what success means to them. And here's the analysis that I throw at them is that, well, if you are working to be successful, and many of us, if not all of us, are, and we don't know what success means to us, it's the analogy, or it's the same thing as not knowing where our destination is. So it's as if we were pulling up a map and you're like, okay, let me figure out how to get from where I am today, you know, that big red dot on the map, like this is where you are. And if you don't know where you want to go, then how do you know how to get there? And so you start running off in all these different directions. And of course, you're exhausted. Of course, you're tired. Of course, you're frantic. Of course, you're overwhelmed because you're trying to do it all, but you don't have to. And you're trying to do it all because you don't know where you're going. So you're doing it all hoping that the law of average will actually work for you. And that is that at some point, or I can't remember what law it is. Maybe it's not the law of average, but it's the law where eventually, if you do it enough, or if you try, if you hit enough, you throw enough darts, one of them will hit bullseye. But how exhausting is that when you can just know where bullseye is and you take the dart and you keep practicing and you put your focused energy on it and you like take the lessons on how to throw dart, and so that the next time you do it, when it counts, it actually hits the bullseye. Like, isn't that so much more ease? Like, it's not easier because you still have to put in the work for it, but there's so much more ease to that. There's less overwhelm, there's less franticness, there's less frustration because you're not constantly hitting dead ends, because you're no longer trying to find something that doesn't exist because you don't know what it is that you want in the first place. So that's why with the success method, the first step is always, always sussing out your definition of success. And sussing out is not just like, okay, let's go define what success means to us. It's sussing it out. It's really like the way I see it, it's like you have a garbage can full of garbage. This is currently your definition of success. And sussing it out means going through the garbage can and pulling out each piece of garbage and saying, did I like it? No, yeah. And you're really doing the work and doing the due diligence needed to really understand what your definition of success is. Because once you have that, that is your guiding principle for everything that you do, until the next time you need to reevaluate your success. And that is key as well. Success is not static. You're going to constantly reevaluate your definition of success because we grow. And as we grow, we have new perspectives. And as we have new perspectives, the things that we used to think mattered doesn't matter anymore. Just like that fancy handbag I have in my closet, the one thing that I used to think mattered doesn't matter anymore. So then the second step is to underline the successes that you have already achieved. Because if you go back to episode one, as I explained, is that we get so caught up in the gap of what we haven't achieved yet that we forget about all the things that we have achieved. And when we start to focus on all the things we haven't achieved yet, we feel like a failure. And we don't give ourselves enough credence. We don't give ourselves enough benefit of praise, right? To know that we can absolutely achieve the things that we are working to achieve. And then we become doubtful, and then things become even more frustrating, and it becomes this like spiral out of control energy into, oh, I can't, I'll never have it. That's absolutely not true. But we get stuck in that energy. We get stuck in that mind space because of the fact that that's where we focus on. And so this step helps you remember how powerful you are, how strong you are, how accomplished you are. And more importantly, it reminds you of how capable you are of achieving the things that matter to you. And then, so then for the third, for the third step, we're going to cross out our old definition of success, or the parts of our old definition of success that no longer matters to us. Because again, we have the new perspectives, right? And this way, it makes space for us to create a new definition of success, to bring in the new perspectives that will help us go forward. And that's what the next C is. And it's to create a new definition of success, or to create new components to the definition of success that we have. And the E is to be able to energetically release any of the fears and the doubts that we may have when it comes to our new goals. Because most likely, when you realize how powerful you are, when you realize how capable you are, what you may not realize is that the goals that you're going to start setting for yourself are bigger than what you may have even imagined possible in the past. And oftentimes this brings forward a sense of fear, a sense of doubt, like, can we really do it? And that's okay, because that's human for us to do that. But it's more important for us to be able to release those energies of doubt, those fears that come up, because those weigh us down. And once we're able to start to release those, then we're going to stay in that energy of excitement. We're going to convert it to the energy of excitement, right? Because when we release the energies, when we release the weight of fear, we can then allow for ourselves to become hopeful, to become excited. And that's the fuel that we keep moving forward towards this new success story that we have. And then we have to sustain our energy. And this is where work-life balance comes into play. And let me tell you, and I think I will do another episode on this one with work-life balance, because it is the biggest misunderstood concept out there. And maybe I've already done one now that I'm thinking about it, but so it is so important for work-life balance to sustain the energy, because we can't allow for ourselves to burn out. Because it is absolutely a marathon. It's an absolute marathon. It's a journey, not a sprint. And I know that sounds so cliche, and it is so cliche, but that's where we are. But with your success story, the first and foremost part is really about sussing it out. What does it mean for you? And I'd love for you to check out, like, if you get the book, if you actually have Kindle, I think Unlimited, it's free as part of Kindle Unlimited. But I'd love to invite you to check out the book, because there's a free workbook that gets that you can download too, and with free meditations that really will help you walk through the process of redefining what your success story is. And I can say that for me, originally, my success story was always being the best at everything, being the best, having the best, doing the best, having this much money, living in this space, that space. And oh my God, it became so exhausting. And it became exhausting because there were so many of those things that didn't belong to me. It didn't matter to me, and no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't make it matter to me. And the problem was, is that it mattered, or it seemed to matter to everybody else. And I then started to doubt myself, because I'm like, oh, am I the problem? Am I crazy? Because it doesn't matter to me. So maybe there's something wrong with me. And it was just the opposite. There wasn't anything wrong with me. I just didn't give myself enough credit. I wasn't trusting myself enough to recognize the fact that I was already more aware of the misalignment between what I thought was important versus what other people told me to think was important. So, and I think once you work this through, one thing I will say is those little things that used to bother you at work, those little things that used to bother you with people at home, with friends, they actually fall away because you realize that they're really not important and you become so much more resilient because you are able to now redirect all of your energy, or at least most of your energy, to what does matter. And everything else becomes noise. And we as humans are able to tune it out. And it doesn't even bother us when we realize just how unimportant it is to our overall state of being and to the things that really, truly we want to live by. So that's what it means for your success story. It is a pretty short episode today. So please check out the book, check out the workshop, the workbook that goes with it. And I think that it'll be a nice accompaniment or a nice, supplement to this season because it really is diving into your professional success. And I think that so many of us will have so many great aha moments as we're going through it. So stay tuned, subscribe and follow, share for those who are really in the process for reevaluating what success means to them, who may be feeling a bit misaligned, who may be feeling a little bit lost. This really would be a great season for them to start to listen and to work through their success story, how to redefine their metrics, and so that we can then keep moving forward in a much more energetic and successful way. Stay tuned. I will see you guys next episode. Bye.